A national law requiring calorie information on menus takes effect this week, but King County passed a menu labeling requirement back in 2009. So has it had an impact on obesity rates? KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports it's complicated.
It's almost lunchtime. Cloris Shea and her friend Jocelyn Du have come out of a 7-Eleven on the Ave with some snacks.
I buy a coffee.
Did you buy anything else, like something to eat?
Maybe chicken wings. Because it like seems so delicious.
Do they know how many calories in those chicken wings?
No.
Restaurants, supermarkets, and convenience stores with 20 locations are now required to post calorie information on their menus. King County was first to implement menu labeling in 2009. The idea was to improve public health.
Is it going to solve our problem of obesity, which is a socioeconomic problem? It will not.
Adam Drewnowski is director of the Center for Public Health Nutrition at the University of Washington. He says obesity rates in King County have been stable since 2009, and it has nothing to do with menu labeling. But that doesn't mean there's no use for calorie information.
We're giving people a tool to allow them to make better or more informed decisions. And I think this is a critical difference. More informed decisions and better decisions. I think caloric labeling on menus does provide for more informed decisions. Are they going to be better decisions? It all depends on your perspective.
Drewnowski says consumers often make food decisions based on taste and affordability. But early studies show that menu labeling has increased people's awareness of portion sizes. It has also prompted some restaurants to reduce calories in their foods. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.